Yo, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Show lined up this morning, you know what I'm saying? So I want to kind of slow everything down right now. Matter of fact, we can come to a stop. DJ, stop the music. Damn, I done told your ass. Shit, listen. Just listen. Damn. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy coming to you live and direct. Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It is 1 minute after 9 a.m., and it is time for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. All right, so make sure you share the show. You know what I'm saying? If I text it to you, share it to your first five people in your phone. All right? Put it on your social media. Today, we got a great show. We got a feature this morning from the big homie, TD Jakes. All right? You know what I'm saying? And he's going to, infuse my topic because he was an inspiration for this topic, and I think we needed to touch on it because a lot of things be getting misconstrued and everything like that there. And y'all know I'm a spiritual career type of guy, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I mean, and as long as we don't go overboard with it and everything like that there, you know what I'm saying. So listen, we're gonna let him take over the show as of right now, and then once he's done, I will come back and we will get this damn thing started. Wake your ass up. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. Hit me up, 563-999-3631. Press the 1 button, let me know that you in queue, so you're not downstairs eating all the chicken, all the hog maws, all the pizza, all the hamburgers. I like hamburgers. Shit. All right, y'all. Here's the guy, the myth, the legend, Mr. TD Jakes.
If Adam had not allowed Eve to pour into him, sin would have never come into the world. Sin came into the world because Adam broke the order. We were not designed to receive from women. Your self-esteem is compromised when you have to ask your wife for lunch money. I'm not saying you got to be rich. I'm not saying you got to be famous. I'm saying that you have got to be the one who pours in, not the one who takes out. When Adam started eating out of his wife's hand, sin came in because the divine order was broken. This breaks all sociological order of the culture we're living in now. Because we are raising up women to be men. And you are not applauded for your femininity. You are applauded in the contemporary society by how tough, rough, nasty, mean, aggressive, hateful, possessive you are, and you are climbing the corporate ladder, but we are losing our families. I know you can buy your own car. I know you can buy your own house. But until you create a need that I can pour into, I have no place in your life. So stop coming home bragging to me about how much you don't need me and wonder why I shy away. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk back to me this morning. The conversation has become, let's prove to the men how dispensable they are. And it is born out of pain because we hurt you and betrayed you and lied to you and cheated to you. And you became like you became out of pain. Oh, Lord, I told you they wasn't gonna like this, Jesus.
Yes, sir. So listen, hit me up at 563-999-3631. You know what I'm saying? My man TD Jakes just came in and put a real grip in everybody's. Put a real grip in. All right, then, y'all. So the topic this morning, we are raising women to be men. All right? Phone lines is open, 563-999-3631. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody that's rocking with us this morning. You know what I'm saying? That was rocking with us yesterday and everything like that there. But y'all know how we get down here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Y'all know we just don't jump into everything and this and the other and start talking about this and talking about that and everything. Y'all know we have to get thanks. And we have to get thanks and get praises where praises is due. I know a wise man that's a Facebook friend of mine. Every morning he makes a post and he says he wake and then he pray. You know what I'm saying? And I follow that motto. When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is I grab my scripture for the day and I pray. So if y'all don't mind, y'all know how my show gets down and everything, because I got to get these hates and everything out of this room and everything like that. There's somebody been in my studio last night and stuff like that. So I, you know what I'm saying? I got to sprinkle bleach and shit around here. But we're going to pray this morning. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to pray for a good and a great weekend. Bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Lord, we come to you this morning and we are so thankful. We are so thankful for another morning, Lord Jesus. We are so thankful that you chose us. You chose me. You chose them to be on your wake-up list this morning and sit here and listen to this radio show. So right now, we're about to send so much energy and let you know, Jesus, how much we love you, how much we need you, and how much we thank you. Every day, I just tell everybody, when you ain't got time and this, that, and the other, and it seems like things is going wrong, and I have to follow this myself, throw your hand up and just say, thank you, Jesus. When it seems like everything is going against you and everything like that, and everything, and you going back and forth with your spouse, you're going back and forth with your girl, you're going back and forth with your kids, just say, thank you, Jesus, that I am glad that I'm here on this earth to be able to go back and forth with somebody and somebody to go back and forth with me that cares about me. So in Jesus' name this morning, we pray, amen, amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying, boy? We got an action-packed show this morning, you know what I'm saying? But first of all, I got to bring in, you know what I'm saying, my co-host. My co-host been MIA for a little bit and everything, you know what I'm saying? He goes by the name of TNG and everything. He's in the building. Y'all show him some love. What's going on, TNG?
What's up?
All right, y'all. Shit, get the fuck out of here, y'all. I told you two people. You came in with nine. How the fuck you get nine? Never mind. All right, y'all, this is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I told the motherfucker you can bring two people in here so I can have a live studio audience. This nigga is stuck in nine and shit. Everything. So listen, y'all, hit us up, 563-999-3631. The topic this morning is, we are raising women to be men. You know what I'm saying? I see the calls coming in. We got the 313 checking in. We got the 918 checking in, the 702 checking in. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the 313 out there, everybody out there in the D. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know this show is brought to you by the Travel Diva. You know what I'm saying? The girl Trey Lo, Trey Trey, and everything. Make sure you hit her up on Facebook. I got to get her card and everything. If she's listening, text me your card with your information and everything on it so I can make sure that everybody is getting in touch with you, that want to get in touch with you and everything. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to have the narcoleptic segment in just a little bit. Cause my co-host on the other end sounds like he be sleeping and shit.
Well, no, my nose.
He like, it's my nose, and everything. You know what I'm saying? So listen, let me give everybody time to wake their ass up and everything. You know what I mean? Look here, check this out. We gonna go pay some bills. If y'all got something to roll up, roll that shit up and everything. Because my man, Mr. Leader, gave me some shit this morning that got me, once again, seeing hobgoblins. You ever seen a hobgoblin? Well, they running around my damn room and everything right now. So listen, y'all, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back, y'all, with some more Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show and get into this topic. We're raising women to be men. Are we really? I don't know.
Hey, y'all. What up? This is Reef Hustle, and I'm dropping my new single titled Solid on June 29th, produced by my man Eastwood 5.0 on all major platforms. Y'all stand me, BX Kingsbridge, where the kings live. Hey, y'all! Reef Hustle.
To you live and direct, y'all, the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. That was an exclusive, you know what I'm saying? So right now, y'all, we gonna go to my dude from the NY and everything. Hold on, let me, you know, I gotta put my glasses on this shit. You know, I be up in here yelling and everything and all that shit, talking loud and can't even see what the hell I'm damn doing and everything. So, you know, y'all know what it is, y'all.
Death to me. You ain't been a friend of me. death to my enemy. TBM.
First off, death to my enemy. Stress to them haters, yeah. You ain't been a friend to me. Devil won't prosper here. You won't take this energy. Power to the money and respect to set my niggas free. Solid. Yo, what you kidding me? Shitting me? Ain't no stitching me. Everything we all saw, you wish you reap. Hustle reap. Motivate to hustle, that's the centerpiece. Form, get your bread, move your legs like a centipede. This is different rap. Did you listen, Jack? On the mission back. Get the vision back. No one's been attacked. Flip a pack. Get tripped and yak. I ain't missing stacks. I ain't get the jack. I never get with that. Would never get with that. Bronx on the scene again. Steady looking heavy. Not that Chevy, but that Beamer Jim. Man, they let the leader in. I illustrate. Man, you've been a fake. I've been a great. And the winner's fate. Exchange, name change. Banging the dinner plate. Rape the interstate. With exquisite taste. Always been the case. Always getting cake. Thrash to do the interstate. Sucker. Later to you busted. Later. While your ladies getting flustered, motherfucker, I'm a... This is for them dropouts, this is for them colleges, this is for the streets, some have-nots, the sort of kind of rich, hurting in that rain, putting pain and no acknowledgement, fame, know your name because you work and then you polished it. Death to my enemy, stress to them haters, yeah, you ain't been a friend of me, the devil won't prosper here, you won't take this energy, power, take the money and respect and set my niggas free, solid.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. That make, that shit make you get up in the morning and be like, I'm some, yeah, and shit. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all, up in here doing the damn thing. So wake your ass up, morning show. Y'all already know what it is and everything. Hit us up, 563-999-3631. So listen, y'all, the topic this morning is we are raising women to be men. Real men pour into their woman. I had somebody ask me yesterday, somebody say, you know, I truly appreciate you and everything like that there, you know, and I had to ask her, I says, well, sweetie, if we're going to be together, ain't I supposed to support you as much as you support me? So that means I'm supposed to pour into her. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even think that a lot of women realize that men pour into you. They may do it in different ways, certain ways. We spoke on this yesterday. You show it in certain ways. Some men like to cook for you, pamper you, things like that. You know what I'm saying? Some men will put you on their pedestal and tell you how they feel about you daily. How you doing, pretty? How you doing, baby? Your sexy ass, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop, you know what I'm saying, this, that, and the other. Some men are touchy-feely, you know what I mean? Or some men are just want to cater to their women. Now, a lot of y'all women will call us soft. Y'all call us fuckboys. Y'all call us...
emotional,
you know,
ass nigga.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Emotional ass nigga and this, that, and the other. Because we are trying to share and pour into you. Now, we're not going to talk about how you, some of you women pour into your dude. Do you even know what pour into means? Because now we got to start asking these questions. And I learned that being in the dating realm. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. You got to start asking certain questions. Because the dumbest question is the one that is never asked. So when a woman is all up in your grill, fellas, this is what the other show that we're going to start doing. We're moving into Sundays now, to balance and boundaries. This is what balance and boundaries is about. We as men have to have balance and boundaries in life when we're dealing with these women and this and the other, especially if we've been down that road, because I've been hurt, and I ain't afraid to admit it. And I'm a damn sure let her know straight up front off the rip. Yeah, I hurt just like you do, sweetie. So when you need a shoulder to cry on, don't forget I need one too. One day, and I hope for you to be there for me like I'm there for you. So I pour into you. Can I get that reciprocated? Or do we get that reciprocated as men? Because like Mr. T.D. Jake said, you so busy telling me how you don't need me and you wonder why I shy off and I back the fuck up off you. You're so busy telling me that you just treat me like a piece of meat and this, that, and the other. And when we met, we was fucking like rabbits. Now you got a problem because you had a couple of kids and this, that, and the other, and you to put on some weight and stuff like that. Hey, I like that weight. I like that fat ass. I like that. I like the rub on your tongue. But if you're not securing yourself, and then you want to put that off on me, I'm going to back the fuck up on you. That's just real ass talk. Because I got to protect my feelings also. I'm human. I function just like you do. Like they used to say in the back of the day, if you cut me, do I not bleed? You know what I'm saying? What do you think, Mr. TNG?
No, I agree. I agree. I don't think a lot of women even realize the actions and the pouring into that is being done. I think it's taken for granted, or as some women feel, and please chime in, ladies, some women feel he's supposed to do that. As a man, that's what he's supposed to do, and that type of shit. When some women got to understand, just like there's deadbeat dads out here, then there's fathers who are there every day. There's a choice. You know what I'm saying? And not being a rude-ass nigga or nothing like that, but hear me out. I choose, whether I was raised right or not, I choose to make sure bills is paid, roof over your head, you have nothing to worry about. If we together, say I cover everything and you work, and I let you keep your money so you got money in your pocket, I don't have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is just, you know what I'm saying, this is for just hypothetical, you know, and I let you hold your money. I don't ask you for shit. So that way you're not broke, you can go do for you, the kids, if we have kids, go do for you, buy what you need, and go, you know, go do you, baby. So, but that's what you're supposed to do. It's like, bitch, I don't have to, I don't have to pay you bills to do or keep you, I don't have to keep you kept the way I do, because you have nothing to worry about, you know what I mean? Like, now, I pay this shit to make sure my home is right, but you can be right back outside, you know what I'm saying, on the outside looking in.
You're right.
I don't have to do shit. Just because I was raised right, I don't mean this is a, you know what I'm saying? Because just like everybody, like I said, you got deadbeat dad, and I'm pretty sure he done told you around the rip. I ain't got to do shit, bitch.
Yeah.
And that's why he's deadbeat, you know what I mean?
That's why you're deadbeat and everything like that there. But it seems like if we do the opposite, now this is just my experience, and then we're going to go to this caller. It seems like we do the opposite, or the opposite happens. It seems like the man that's there and want to be there and being there for the kids and this and the other and everything like that there, we a sucker. You know what I'm saying? Because I care. I got to be a sucker because I care. But if I'm walking around here holding my dick, talking shit on TikTok and this, that, and the other, being 50-something years old, talking about, yeah, well, you know, she took the kids and this, that, and the other and ran off and all that, blah, 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 all that. Really? Then you'll be trying to find me. Then I'll be nominated for Father of the Year. So why do we go backwards, people? Why do we go backwards in society instead of forward? You would rather denounce me than announce me, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
I think it's the fact that some of us upbringing are indifferent, or being heard, or what you think of following tradition is what's hot. They pick up the wrong man and woman, like we were talking about yesterday, trying to get the bad bit. Or like Tyler Perry, what was that, Why Did I Get Married? The 80-20 rule.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The 80-20
exactly.
rule. You know what I'm saying? So,
well,
you, my bad, go on.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, finish.
So the 80-20 rule, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got 80% at the house. Now, that might not be everything, but then once you go and step out and get the, you know what I'm saying, the new little beezy and shit, but that bitch don't cook, she don't clean, but she can spend money. You know what I'm saying? She a nice little fight to see. You know what I'm saying? And that could go both ways. You know what I mean? Woman and male. So people have to really sit back and understand what is it you really want in a partner and a relationship, because following a trend or keeping up with the Joneses ain't always good.
Yeah, because I got to admit, I done went over to some women houses and this, that, and the other, and it looked like a typhoon went through that motherfucker. You be like, for real, sweetie, are you comfortable with inviting me up in this motherfucker like this? And then said, the other, you watch it where you sitting and everything, and be like, nah, baby, that's just nasty. That's just nasty. You know what I'm saying?
That's trifling.
That's just nasty and everything. I can understand letting the house go, but when you just let it go, You know what I mean?
You know, I understand roaches. You can still be clean and have a few roaches. They got water bugs, you know?
He
got Madagascar, hit some cockroaches.
Right. They come out looking at her talking about, you bring home some toilet paper?
What are we doing for dinner?
You know what I'm saying? So, listen, y'all, hit us up at 563-999-3631. That's 563-999-3631. Press the one button. You know what I'm saying? And y'all got to realize, this is a radio show. So it's like, we just don't get on here. I have to play music. I have to pay my sponsors and everything like that. People be like, I be calling, and I just be sitting on, okay, well, it's a format to the show, and this, that, and the other. This just ain't for, you know, free for all. Yeah, everybody just call it. We just go kick it on the phone and everything. So listen, y'all, hit us up, 563-999-3631. You know what I'm saying? It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with your man, Fat Man West Coast and TNG. You know what I'm saying? So listen, hit us up, y'all. We're going to be right back because we're going to get this little bit from my man, 2 Chainz. You know what I'm saying? And,
I am smoking on that gas. Life should be on Cinemax movie. Bought my boo bigger tits and a bigger ass. Who he's not I. I smoke strong that pie pie. Louis V's in my archives. Black diamonds apartheid. Bread up in my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Doping up to go in your nostrils. I take your girl and kidnap her. Feed her to my mattress. But skeleton in my closet. It's probably when he dead at rapper. He's probably when he puts air niggas. Don't try me, I pull that trigger. Got your car note in my cup. And your rent in my swisher. That foot so good, I miss you. Head game so vicious. And all I get is cheese. Like I'm taking pictures.
I say fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real niggas won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real niggas say word, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, real niggas say word. You ain't never told no lie, you ain't never told no lie. Real niggas say true, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, that's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the niggas that are trying to see a million for they die. What up? 2 Chainz and champagne, you want true, that's true enough. Yeah. Forbes list like, yeah, yeah, my office is my tour bus. Yeah. She came through, she brought food, she got fucked, she knew it's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us.
Damn.
Oh, that look like, what's her name? Chances are it is, what's her name? Chances are if she was acting up, then I fucked her once and never fucked again. She could have a Grammy, I still treat her ass like a nominee. Just need to know what that pussy like, so one time it's fine with me. Young ass an intern, with money like I built the shit. Streets talking, that's confirmed. Go ask them who just kept the shit. Stay keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chainz go way back, we don't talk shit, we just say facts, yes Lord. I say fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real niggas won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real niggas say word, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, real niggas say word. You ain't never told no lie, you ain't never told no lie. Real niggas say true, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, that's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the niggas that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name a nigga that wants some, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass. Put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out, bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring. Thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't. Went where they say I couldn't. YSL belt buckle. Y'all niggas show it looking. Y'all niggas show it lacking. 2 Chainz on my rugby. Left hand on that steering wheel. Right hand on that pussy.
I say fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real niggas won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real niggas say word, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, real niggas say word. You ain't never told no lie, you ain't never told no lie. Real niggas say true, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, that's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the niggas that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
You sure they put it down last night?
Show fellas, have you ever have a woman tell you that in the morning? It's whatever, whatever, you know what I'm saying, and everything. If y'all don't listen to the lyrics of that song, you'll never know what grown folks shit is, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I mean. So y'all need to listen to that song, because I'm trying to tell you, she lets you know you come from the land of truly gifted, you know what I'm saying. If you can make a woman sing the Star Spangled Banner during your sexual escapade, boy, see, that's what I'm saying. She said, do you want some chicken wings? Do you want some fish and grits? I'll run and go get it. You know what I'm saying? That's what the hell I'm talking about. Shout out to all the big girls out there laying in the bed right now. And everything, you know what I'm saying? And stuff. And thinking about that shit like, I'm trying to tell you. Get you a fat man. Get you a big fella and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? We're more than just warm and cuddly. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. So wake y'all ass up for this show. We do this Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know what I mean? You can get all your nigga news and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And everything. We're going to bring some new segments and stuff like that, because don't nobody report new hood news. news, you know what I'm saying? We report what's going on in the hood and shit, you know what I mean? And stuff like that, the stuff that you don't get on your local station, you know what I mean? But like I said, today's topic is we're raising women to be men, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, we men are looking for something to pour into. Real men pour into their women. Real men support their women. Real men stand behind their women. We just need the real women to do the same for us. You know what I mean? Because it is a two-way street. Like T&G said earlier, we do have a choice, and we do make choices. You know what I'm saying? And we be hoping that these choices are made in the best interest of us both. That's the thing of working together. That's the thing of being together. That's the thing of having a companion. It's all in the sense of, are you ready for companionship? So we're going to go to this call, 3170. Yo, what's going on? Welcome to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Who is this?
It's the world-famous DJ Culinary.
What's going on? What's going on, my brother? What's going on? How you doing this morning? 313 in the building.
What's going on, Wes?
I feel you, man. And everything, you know what I'm saying? How's everything going on out there in Detroit town?
Oh, man, it's great. We're getting ready to kick off a couple more paid artist showcases. Me and Ouija doing Backwoods and Bonfires this weekend. Okay. Big cannabis and music festival, so...
All right.
We moving.
Well, that's good. That's good.
We want to send a special shout out to you and your son. We definitely respect the movement. You know, you are family, so we got to check in every now and then to make sure everything on the up and up.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? My son is in Oklahoma. Everything, you know what I mean? But I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we were supposed to be over in Oklahoma next week.
Really? Oh, y'all got a gig up there?
We were supposed to be going over there for the Coalition DJs anniversary, but it got pushed back.
Okay.
Yeah, had a big-ass storm. They just had a big-ass tornado run through that motherfucker. They just got they powered back yesterday, if not today. They've been without power for 5 days. They've been, so in Oklahoma, Father's Day and Saturday was tornado. One of the biggest ones they had within the last 5 years, 106 plus miles wind per hour and all that. So a lot of people on Father's Day woke up, if they was blessed to wake up and wasn't chilled by a tornado,
right.
their Father's Day was... No electricity.
Yeah,
and
it was
making
a disaster.
The best of it by every year. Yeah.
Wow. That's sad. Well, our prayers go out to them, you know what I'm saying? Our prayers go out to the white folks that went down to see the Titanic and the submarine and the motherfucker exploded. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
They found those five people this morning. But they found them and they found the debris up along the shore and all that shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, and that's horrible.
Sometimes some things should be left alone. You got all kind of technology to scan and look all down there. You could have did a 3D print.
They were adventurous, but 3,000 miles.
I mean, the pressure, once you hit under a certain level, you can't prepare for that. There's some things that should just be.
I mean, it's an old saying. If you were supposed to have been down there, you would have had your ass down there.
Down there, yeah. Right.
That sounds like what Big Mama and everybody else had to say. You'd have been there, wouldn't you? And you like, yes,
yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
It's a new saying that they fucked around and found out.
Like,
I feel bad for them that they lost their life, but you shouldn't have had your ass down there in the first place.
Not something that you use a PlayStation controller to run.
Exactly.
Just think if the problem was the damn PlayStation controller ran out, the batteries went dead.
Like, all the people dead because y'all didn't charge the batteries.
y'all didn't go get some damn Energizer Bunny batteries and put in the damn
right. You
controller.
Got some Family Dollar batteries and fucked around
yeah.
and found out.
Yeah, because they didn't replace them the night before. They was like, they yeah, hold,
was
hold,
on,
hold on, hold on, hold
on.
I can see, how that started. I can see how that went. That went. That was like, that was like, hey, the phone ring. Hey, did you get the batteries? What batteries? The batteries for the controller.
Oh shit!
I thought you
no,
got
I
it.
Thought you had them.
No shit, hell no! I thought you got them.
Oh man,
everything.
These people about to die, and it's on us. You damn right it is.
Man, I feel bad.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Shit
like,
to go.
You know,
I had lost
so,
my job. And
that just,
like,
that just
going
wasn't
down.
A good idea at all.
No, no. If
it,
it was
wasn't
even,
a good idea at all.
And then you got the Joker that built it and patted it and it got.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't.
It just was.
I was in the streets making moves, jumping blocks and making flips, like acrobatics on the move. Mom didn't rent, little Steven's didn't food. A little DJK, turning tricks like the Globetrotters do. Me and Suin in, I'm just trying to make it through.
Yeah, I still no respect.
Ronnie Danger feels blue. In this game, I was overlooked, like a bum asking for food. I wasn't taken serious until I started paying dues. Through the chilling circuit of rap, my name, they didn't have a clue. Showing my ass, shows for free, shit, just to gain the views. Soon on the lips of all the great, yeah, my name was ringing true.
Nigga, we made.
For that music, I thank you. In the life, I stay humble. Don't let life humble you. Music, you got me through the struggle, but the marathon continues. Rest in peace.
I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustler. Another drug to juggle. Another day, another struggle. Another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug to juggle. Another day, another struggle. Another day, another struggle.
As I lay my body down tonight, I hope the roaches and the bug don't bite.
Another day, another struggle.
We ain't had no hot water in a minute. Goddamn. Hard to be strong.
Another day, another struggle.
Mama had to heat the house with the oven on. Frying chicken in the dark, cause the lights wasn't on.
Struggle.
When I walk through the valley of death, I hear no evil, but I see you with the third.
Another day, another struggle.
I know what it's like to live like fucked up. Sitting on the toilet, in the toilet.
Another day, another struggle.
5 gallon buckets on the side for the flush. Mama working 3 jobs, damn.
Day,
what the fuck? Struggle. Daddy gone, no one at home. The struggle is real in my
day, another. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustler. Another drug to juggle. Another day, another struggle. Another day, another struggle.
King of the
Beast. And what's good about living here? Just a lot of friendly people. A lot of people knows everybody. And
top of the south side, Kentucky in the house, yeah, about time. Gone, man, let it bang from the Alpine. Bring Kentucky to the whole damn worldwide. More than some fried chicken for Colonel Sanders. Country talk, half a city folk to understand. Money talk, and you know we keep a big chunk. Plus our women got pretty faces and big butts. I'm talking cornbread, bed, no injection. Fuck a gun law, we all got some protection. If you don't start none, won't be none. We ain't snitching, I ain't seen none. 1 in the morning and we still outside. Cold bird, music loud, that's a good time. top of the side.
And everybody say, yeah, okay, this high go down.
Known to drive a bitch crazy. Damn your new riding in my old school. About to blow big, see a pig yell hootie hoo. Black country hippie, roll up every 420. Die high and clean in a tub like the late great Whitney. Walmart shopper, nothing about Vito trendy. Smoker's lips big as shit, ain't nothing about me skinny. Popo came with connect and a lot of dope. Mama praying to a god for a lot of hope. You a child ain't right. I'm what Martin Luther King would have been if he walked at night. They'd have found me at the hotel with at least two dice. I'm a Kentucky hilltopper screaming for life.
Say,
for life.
Hey, this high go down.
What's going on, everybody? Listen, I just ran into some technical difficulty. I had to run outside and get on the damn payphone. Ain't that about a bitch? I had to call in on the payphone on my own damn show. And this said, yeah, these motherfuckers around here working on the phone line again. But it's all right, though. The devil don't stop, though. Show you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. And to wake your ass up morning show. You know what I'm saying? We got my so listen, y'all, we're going to do the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Once again, let me try and find out what's going on, and we will be right back in just a little bit. All right? You know what I mean? It's the wake your ass.
I need you.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. He has some technical difficulty. I had to make sure. Yeah, we had some technical difficulty. I had to make sure everything was all right. Listen, you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Hit us up at 563-999-3631. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, the topic this morning is we are raising women to be men. Are we not, or are we? You know what I'm saying? We want to hear from y'all. Hit us up. Y'all know the number and everything. And let us know. Give us your opinion. Don't be afraid. Y'all talk all that shit about y'all want to make a difference and y'all want to speak up and this and the other. And then when you have a forum to speak up, you don't want to take the chance. You sit back and you sit back and you tuck and everything. And you sit back and you watch and all of that. When are you going to get involved? What in this year? We supposed to be thinking outside of the box and getting more involved and this and the other, getting more active. Well, we create a platform, and y'all don't want to get active, so it is all good. You know what I'm saying? TNG, what you think? He went to sleep. He went to sleep. So listen, y'all, like I said, hit us up. 563-999-3631. You know what I'm saying? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We gonna play some more music. Cause I'll be damned if I'm gonna sit here and talk to myself. You know what I'm saying? But I love it. 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 You know what I mean? So listen, y'all. We gonna do it like let's see. What do we want to hear? You know what I mean? What do we? I know what we want to hear. Let's go. Yes, sir. So wake your ass up on the show. Y'all make sure y'all call in on this topic now. This my man, Ro James. Your permission, baby.
With your permission. Show me what it's hitting for. Sip a little jack, maybe blow a little throw. Love you from behind, but I hate to see you go. Come on, give me that green light. You can let your hair hang down, but only if it feels right. Give me that green light. I need you. Give me that green light.
Give me that green light, green light. Don't you say no. Baby, I can't stop, won't stop till you say so. Give me that green light, green light. Don't you say no. Baby, I can't stop, won't stop. Come on and give me that green light. Come on and give me. Come on and give me that green light. Come on, give me that green light. Ooh, you can let your head hang down. But only if it feels right. Only if it feels right. Ooh, give me that green light. Only give me that green light.
Welcome back, y'all. Yes, sir. That's that green light by my man, Ro James. What's going on, everybody? You got to Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show coming to you live and direct. Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. This is how we do it Monday through Friday. All the time, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, this morning's topic is we're raising women to be men. Now, I know that might be a touchy topic for some women. This is what I'm saying. If we can't even sit and discuss a topic because it's so touchy, you know what I'm saying? Then, like Mr. T.D. Jakes said, when you get something viable that you then I can pour into, I have no reason to be around you. I have no reason to be with you. Why am I with you? Why do you want me with you if you continue to tell me that how you don't need me, don't want me around, or you don't actually feel like I serve the purpose that you need? Ain't that about some shit? I'm not serving the purpose that you need. What purpose is a man supposed to serve? If that's the case, what purpose is a woman supposed to serve? If we can ask that question, if we can ask that question to a man, we can damn sure ask it to a woman. So what purpose is a woman supposed to serve towards a man? Okay? Women was put here as a gift to man. Women was created from our rib as a gift to us, because the good Lord didn't want us lonely on this earth. You know what I'm saying? So we have to, that's like a double-edged, you know, like they, whatever they call it, you know, like, it's like a double-edged sword, you know, and everything, whatever the hell a double-edged sword is. but it's like a double-edged sword, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, am I on this side or am I on this side, or what side am I on? Or do we really know what side to choose? I choose my side, actually, just like I'm pretty sure a woman chooses her side. She's not going to choose a male side. She's going to choose her side. She's going to ride with her girls. If her girls is wrong, if my men is wrong, I'm willing to tell them, nah, fellas, we wrong for this shit. You know what I'm saying? We wrong for acting like this. We wrong for saying this. We're wrong for treating them like this. You know what I'm saying? And it's just all about being accountable. You know what I mean? When you get older, you're supposed to be accountable. Am I right or wrong? If I'm wrong, tell me. You know what I'm saying? I want to be wrong. I don't want to be right and everything. I don't want to be right if it means being without you. Y'all ever heard that song? I'm reminiscing and everything, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. We do this every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday, we take the day off. Sunday, we do Balance and Boundaries. Monday, we back at it again. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I'd like to have some of y'all on here as my co-host, as you know, guest co-host and everything like that. Just hit me up. 702-475-1109. Send me a text. You know what I mean? Send me a message saying you want to be a co-host on the show. And we'll get you on. But it has to be a topic you can agree on. You have to promote for me just as much as I'll promote for you. You know what I'm saying? It's a hand-in-hand thing. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. But if we work together, we can strike a mighty blow. You know, you know what I'm saying? So, listen, y'all, we got a little more time left into the show. I want to thank everybody rocking with me and everything. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for showing me all of this love every day. You know what I'm saying? I truly, truly, truly appreciate it. Next week, we're going to get more elaborate with the show and everything. I'm going to have some comedians coming through. I'm going to have a little bit of everybody coming through. Oh, yeah, July 7th, we got my man Big B of the Nappy Roots coming by. You know what I'm saying? Kick the Willy Bobo and everything. You know what I'm saying? Y'all remember the Nappy Roots? Oh, no. Yeah, y'all done up and done it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? So he'll be by. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get some other artists to flow through and fly through. We tried to get on the playlist. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna cost you a slight fee, small fee. You know what I'm saying? But you can get rotation packets for 1 month. You know what I mean? And we'll play you every morning on the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. You know what I'm saying? Give you a write up and everything like that. And then wake your ass up. I mean, not wake your ass up. The Unsigned Hype magazine. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So, you know, I have a lot of fun with y'all every morning and everything. I hope y'all have fun with me. Like I say, y'all hit me up 567. I mean, 5. Damn, I'm just screwing up this morning. My mouth doing real well. I ain't going to say that. My brain is thinking way it wanted to think. So it's 563-999-3631. 563-999-3631, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, let's chop it up. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go pay some more bills. And we'll be right back, y'all, and close this out. You know what I'm saying? Wrap this thing up. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean. Let's go.
That you're hating and you're waiting just to see me bust. I'm from the desert, niggas stomping and kicking up dust. I'm from the desert, I'ma pop you and drain you like pus. I'm from the desert where they cut you and chew up your gut. I'm from the desert, nigga, I don't know who I can trust. I'm from the desert where my Glock and 2 clips is a must. I'm from the desert where the cop and the crook is in touch. I'm from the desert, nigga, all you can see is my gut.
Got a bitch in the 50s, she look like she's 20. She's selling pills to the customers working at Denny's. She dressed to kill like she working at Leather and Fendi. She give me thrills when she say you got somewhere to send me. Bitch, it's the deal and it's just as good a time as any. And I'm for real, leave the money with my nigga Kenny. She give me thrills when she working with her sister Jenny. For dollar bills, I get my bitches naked to me. I'm from the desert where some niggas are snakes are the same. I'm from the desert where some niggas be faking for fame. I'm from the desert where the police be smoking the cane. I'm from the desert where the police smoke niggas and bang. I'm from the desert where the jury and judge is tame. If you ain't ready for no justice, go back where you came. If you think your life is precious, you better refrain. And keep your hands where they can be, I'm in G.A.'s name.
Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dog. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga. I'm from the desert, so take a second to comprehend me. I get a check and I'm selling pussy cause pimping in me. I'm from the desert where bitches popping their pussy plenty. They get the bag and bring it to me and Uncle Benny. She in the jag, she had to stop and pick up the Henny. This bitch is bad, she put a pimp in a Lamborghini. Them niggas mad, they browning up every time they see me. I get the cash, it's freaking up when you try to beat me. I'm from the desert with crap dealers and crap niggas. We tap niggas, we stack and you retract niggas. We Mac niggas, we Benz and Cadillac niggas. We fact niggas, we send bitches to whack niggas. We pack niggas, never without a gap niggas. Crack niggas, send it through Cash App niggas. We lap niggas, never taking a nap niggas. Slap niggas, sprinkle dust and jack.
Where you from?
I'm from the desert, niggas.
See, it's my dust.
I'm from the desert, niggas.
All you can see is my dust. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, niggas.
See, it's my dust.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
We gon' get you from players to invade.
bag is what you expect. Come feel that cultural effect. It's from the north to the west. It's from the hood to the jet. It's from the dust to Donna. You don't want no problems, our problems. We keep them llamas on mamas. My out-of-towners that doubters, nigga. Roll them up like flowers, nigga. I'll open carry state. Get that new blicky in hours, nigga. My city devour, nigga. Don't make no mistake. And don't forget about the east. Be a dust to the eighth. Hey, great.
I'm from the desert, baby. Bitch, I'm from the bay. We get the beat and we gon' whip it like a slave. I get the bitch and I'ma have her getting paid. We ain't playing in these streets, whole city self-made. Cold game, some more of it. Big heat, bitch, I'm carrying the oven. Shit sweet till you're burying your cousin. I get it out the bitch or I get it out your mama, nigga.
Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
Feet is my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dog. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See is my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dog.
What up? This is Reef Hustle, and you are now listening to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with Fat Man West Coast and the Morning Crew right here on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all stare at me. Hey, y'all! Reef Hustle. Hey, y'all! What up? This is Reef Hustle, and I'm dropping my new single titled Solid on June 29th, produced by my man Eastwood 5.0 on all major platforms. Y'all stare at me. BX Kingsbridge, where the kings live. Hey, y'all! Reef Hustle.
Say this universe is mine, yeah.
When we're down, it's a disaster. Yeah, end up like this every time. Who came to make sweet love? Not me. Who came to kiss and love? Not me. Who came to beat it up? Rocky. And don't use those hands to put up that gate and stop me. When we fuck, when we fuck, when we fuck, when we fuck, I'll be aggressive. I can be a savage. I just need your blessing. Say that I can never. Yeah. When we fuck, when we fuck, face down, ass up, back it up. Let me get both of them legs. Yeah. Put them both behind your head. Shit's getting deep up in there. Your legs getting weak up in there. Yeah, face full of that gushy. I'm close, baby, don't push me. This is how it always should be. When we fuck, when we fuck. I can be a savage. I just need your blessing. Say that I can never. Yeah. When we fuck, when we fuck.
Wake your ass up, morning show, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's grown folks music this morning. You know what I mean? He wants you to, he trying to remind you, so when we fuck, you understand. You know what I'm saying? It's grown folks radio, y'all. Get your ass up. Because if you just not waking up, that means your ass is late for work. Oh, I love my job, I love my job, I love my job, y'all. 10:15 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? The high today is supposed to be 97 degrees. You know what I'm saying? I always make the heat rise out here, you know what I mean? Like I said, y'all, hit us up at 563-999-3631. And I'm going to see if my co-host that woke his ass up and everything. Yo, TNG, you there? You there? I think he just fell asleep over y'all. I think he went out and had a few too many last night and everything, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good. I remember back in the day when I was young, you know what I'm saying, and I was out hanging out and everything like that. I could fall asleep, boy. At the drop of a hat, you know what I'm saying? Sweet dreams, my brother, sweet dreams. And everything, you know what I mean? Listen, you got your boy coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast, y'all. We are down to the last few minutes in the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. Today's topic is we're raising women to be men. You know what I mean? And I think that topic is very profound, you know what I'm saying, because I don't think a lot of people understand the topic, you know what I mean? We must be fed. We do not know how to receive from a woman or women as men. There are things that we still have to learn as men that we learn daily. One thing is the maturity level of a man. We learn that daily. We learn that getting older. Maturity level of a woman is much quicker, much more advanced than it ours. You guys get that at a young age. We don't mature until we get over our 20s, 30s, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. We still have that little kid in us, that little Toys R Us kid in us, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that certain men, we get condemned for it. We get shunned. We get talked about. We get looked down at and everything. And the one thing that we're trying to do is pour into our woman. The one thing that we are trying to do is support our woman. So sometimes the question has to be asked, and the question comes up as, and we ask this of everyone, do you like your woman? Do you like your man? You know what I'm saying? There's way more to it than a woman, you know, we're raising women to be men. I think we've already done that. And I think we've already raised a lot of women to be men and act like men. You know what I'm saying? And that comes from the person within. You know, that's just like people who like, you know, and don't get me wrong, I have respect for everybody, but I have to be honest. It's just like people who cross dress. You know what I'm saying? It's a choice. People say I'm born with it. So we have to go back to once again. So God made a mistake when he made you. We don't want to look at it that way. But what you're trying to say is he didn't create you correctly instead of making a mistake. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's wrong. And I think that's blasphemous to say, well, when God created me, he created me different from everybody else. God created everybody different from everybody else, especially a woman. You know what I'm saying? And this is why we love a woman. This is why I love a woman. I don't can't speak for nobody else. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I want to hear from y'all and this and the other. You know, time is whittling down. Hit us up, 563-999-3631. You know, and tell me what's on your mind. You know what I mean? That's all I'm trying to say.
Man, we got to detox the industry, man. It just ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? A lot of watered down ass rock.
Where do I start? I'm tired of these playing tough niggas, really caught in their heart. I'm going in. So tell me when the game been switched. Loyalty is just a word now and it don't mean shit. Shame. The game used to be about respect. And if you wouldn't get far if you didn't have that. Nowadays, niggas paying for views and numbers on the net. Whatever happened to getting on, cause your bars legit. The game can realize I'm here to tip it a stick. I'm talking Jada Kiss. Nah, two times Tupac and Tip. You know, real assist. Yeah. It's still a part to the game, I just want kids. Somebody got to answer, please give a fuck. I'm that greasy fat bastard. I'm going.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, everybody, I want to thank everybody for rocking with us today. You know what I'm saying and everything. We about to get the hell up out of here. It seems like everybody that fell off went to sleep or done something else. You know what I'm saying? But I want to thank y'all for rocking with us. You know what I'm saying? God bless y'all. You know what I'm saying? Love, peace, hair grease. Take care of one another. And remember, we're raising women to be men. And I don't think that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure that we support our women. We're trying to make sure that we be there with our women. We're trying to make sure that we stand beside and behind our women. We're not trying to take nothing from you. We're not trying to belittle you. We're not trying to put you on blast. We're just trying to be with you, work with you, respect you, and keep you. Most of us want to keep you to ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I catch y'all next time, Monday morning, same place, same time, y'all. I'm your boy, Fat Man West Coast. Take care of one another. Love one another. Be good to one another, y'all. Peace. We out of here. One love.
Stop you from making late night.